Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. I'm wearing an Indianapolis Clowns New Era 5950 with a Negro American League side patch purchased from Hat Heaven. February is Black History Month, and today we're going to celebrate the man who is the final active Negro leaguer in the majors. 2 days ago, we recognized two giants of the game, Mays and McCovey. Today, we remember another Mobile-born number 44 who could have been a giant with Mays and McCovey, except for the fact that the Boston Braves offered $50 a month more in salary than New York did. It's February 5th, and we honor Henry Louis Aaron, born on this date in 1934. Shortly after his 18th birthday, the Hammer signed his first professional contract with the Clowns, who actually played in Buffalo at that point, not Indy. Henry sat atop the Negro American League in nearly every category during his stint with the Funmakers, which was only a month, as the Braves swooped in once they'd had a sufficiently good look at the 18-year-old shortstop. Boston baseball is a tale of two cities from an integration standpoint. The Red Sox have gone so far as to change the name of Yawkey Way back to Jersey Street to distance themselves from the racial discrimination that prevented the team from fielding a black player until 1959. But the Braves were much more progressive, fielding three black players in that same year, 1952, that they signed Aaron. Hank would never play at Nickerson Field with the team opening in Milwaukee come 1953, but he'd make his everlasting mark on baseball as a Brave just the same.